This is the Shir for Siman Lamed Beis Sif Chof. There is a halacha of Chaserus and Yeserus. We know that in the Torah at times, words are read out not the way they are spelled. An example that would be Nesi'im, and there's a tradition that we spell it with one yud as opposed to the expected two yuds. Other examples will be To'oimi Bevitno. It's spelled also what would seem to be incorrectly. And there's many of those chaseros and yeseros. At times, the yeseros are that at times we find letters added which grammatically would seem to be incorrect. So we've got plenty of these traditions, mesoros of kiryan ksiv, chaseros and yeseros. Chaseros meaning seemingly lacking. Letters and yeseros seemingly added, superfluous letters. These are chaseros and yeseros. Obviously, there's always reason to it, and this is very much part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, what happens if a person doesn't write according to the Masoreh of Chaseros Niseros? He writes what would seem to be correct according to the way it's read, and will be in grammatically consistent, but not according to the Masoreh. Is that Sefer Torah apostle or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Simon Lamed Beis Sif Chof, Tzorich Ledaktek, person must be medaktek, must be careful, b'chaseros v'yeseros, with chaseros v'yeseros. She'im chiser ois, she'im chiser, that if he lacked a letter, or yiter ois achas psulim, if he takes away even one letter incorrectly, and it could be anywhere in the Torah, he just doesn't write exactly according to the Masoreh, then the Torah would be possible. So, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, it's not only those instances mentioned, but afilu imatevo lo nishtana likiyosa bezeh, even if it's not if it's not read differently at all because of that. And nevertheless, it's could go in mole v'chose if these words which are written, let's say you write loy, no, and instead of writing lamed aleph, you do with a vav as well. So it's read exactly the same way, nevertheless it's going to be possible. The Mishnah says, quoting Gemara Menachos, if there's even koitzah shel yud missing, the spitz of the yud is missing, it's going to be ma'akev, and the Sefer Torah is going to be, or the tefillin is going to be possible. So a person has got to be extremely careful with that. Now, the Shulchan Aruch adds something which seems to be very, very interesting and unexpected. V'nimtzu, and if it's possible, then nimtzu. It turns out, hamanichim oisam bevochim b'chol yom b'chol v'atolah. Somebody who puts on a tefillin with such a pasha, which had a chaseros yeseros, then he would be making a bracha b'chol yom b'chol v'atolah. It would be a bracha in vain, because he's through an apostle. And therefore, the bracha being said is a... Now, furthermore, v'gam shori b'chol yoim, b'loy mitzvah tefillin, the person who puts on such tefillin with such pashas which are written incorrectly, that would be a incorrect pasha, and therefore he's not putting on mitzvah tefillin at all. So he's doing a bracha v'atola, and he's not making mitzvah tefillin, which are both very bad averas. V'nimtza, it turns out, oynish ha-sofa meruba, the punishment of the avera, the transgression, the oynish, the punishment that he deserves of that particular sofa who wrote this parsha and sold it, meruba is immense. So it's incredible sin that the person who is doing the sofa that is doing such a thing is indescribable. Lochein, therefore, actually the Mishnah Berurah adds of it, there's another Avir, which he's doing, which is not even mentioned over here. Yes, correct. He's machshil. He's leading to a bochel v'atola, well, daily bochel v'atola, and he's also doing a machshil, personal putting on tefillin. But besides that, he's doing something else. He's doing, as the Mishnah Berurah says, he's doing or oisim melechis Hashem remio, and kol oisim bevad asidin esadin. Because what he's really doing is stealing. Of course, he's selling these parshas which cost probably hundreds and hundreds of pounds. The innocent purchaser. He's acquiring parshas which he believes are muda, but really the apostle. So that's called stealing. So that's the third thing, which interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch is not mentioning at all. So there is bachar v'tola that he's leading, he's causing, and lack of, and he's not doing, he's leading to a person of putting on mitzvah, and thirdly, stealing. And therefore, lochen, tzorich liyos m'oid yirei shemaim, a person who's a sofer, and we don't find with many other professions, the sofer needs to be yirei shemaim. A rov, it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, a rov needs to be yirei shemaim, but a sofer must have yirei shemaim, v'chol yidvar Hashem, he must fear the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'chored dvar Hashem, so he must be yirei shemaim, fear Hashemayim, v'chored, he must be scared of dvar Hashem, if he's misaseh b'ksivas tefillin, v'tikunon, if he writes tefillin and he's misaken and he fixes them, he must be exceedingly yirei shemaim. And in particular, this is because it's not visible, so a person could be writing beautiful parshas, but it could be possible because they are written shalei kesedon and are written in the wrong order. So the letters look perfectly beautiful, and the parshas look mehuda b'yosa. But if they are written shalei kesedon, then the apostle, in other words, if it's written not in the right order, you have to fix. He wrote beautiful parshas, spent hours on it, and he realized that one letter at the beginning is incorrect. What he really needs to do is erase everything, delete everything, and take everything off and start from that letter which is incorrectly formed. He fixes it and he carries on writing from there, rewriting from there. But obviously the Yetzirah is very great to just fixing it and then Shalom Al Yisrael. It's not visible at all. But really what happens in such an instance, of course, is that the Tefillin Shalom Kaseidon, it's not written in the right order. Because he fixed that particular letter after having written everything else. So it's as if this letter, this word now is written post factum, and therefore it would be considered Shalom Kaseidon, which is an invalid parsha, despite the fact that it looks beautiful, it looks mahuda, it looks excellent. Nobody can tell. There's no way of checking it. Even computer checks is not going to, it's impossible to check. Nevertheless, it's possible. So therefore, one has to rely on the Shemaim of a sofer, and this is was true then, it's true now as well. Mishnah Berurah suggests and recommends that one should appoint, as he calls over here, groups who overseeing it, supervisions, like we find with the Kashals as well. So he says that the temptation of a sofer is very great, and one should therefore ensure that the tefillin are being overseen, are checked, and the sofim are checked, because it's all about Yashemayim, and Cholil, if he doesn't, then he'll be Machti as a Rabbim. So he does say that one should check that. He writes very sharp, for Shonet of Yens, they've gotten Kuf Gimel, which we're not going to see inside. It's a long Mishnah Berurah. He says, via Kolam Ezaki Rabbim, he speaks about somebody who's making sure that people are looking up, are being checked. Then he says, great schar about a person like that. On the other hand, somebody who is not looking into that could chalila osedit in sadin, and he writes very bad punishments about such a situation. There is a fascinating Chazanish who I want to bring in this context over here, that Chazanish says that a person could be putting on tefillin. It's quite a scary shtickle, Chazanish, and the letter is right. Person could put on tefillin for many, many years, and he thinks that he's doing a great putting on tefillin. He's davening, he's doing the bocha, the kavona, everything. But he's not. It could be just, it's just one little. He says a little yud missing, a koitzah shel yud missing, and he has not in his chaver uloid. The Chazanish's words is striking in my mind. Chazanish in the letter says chaver uloid. He is like a person that has never put on tefillin in his entire life. It's so scary. So you've got a person that's putting on tefillin for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and he's putting on tefillin every day, he's making brachas, he's davening, he's makbid on everything, all the chumas, everything. And he doesn't know that he's a kotzer shel yud missing, which invalidates the tefillin, and he is parallel and equal, chava uloi, to the person who has never put on tefillin in his life. It's so scary. Yeah. So therefore, what's the eitzah? What do we do about it? What's the way forward? What do we need to do? So Mishnah Berurah has an idea. Mishnah Berurah says, "Min haroi lemi sheyesh koyach beyodoi." Whoever's got authority, he should do the following. Nimnos koisu tefillin mugonim anshe emes soine betza. He should appoint tefillin makers who are loyal, trustworthy, and honest. Who distance himself from corruption. Baalei toira, who love toira, ir elokim ufi Hashem. Vecheredim al dvori b'chol ir. There should be some authority overseeing them. Kmo shemanim shoichtim uvoidkim. Like this Ashkocha, there's a kashrus organization which oversee them, so too. There should be an organization overseeing the soifrim. Shelo yaminu likol ha-soifrim shein kavanosim le-aviach momen. Because there are soifrim out there who are just trying to cheat and steal. And v'tikun yofi b'asiyosim v'atfinin. It's a good idea to kind of organize such an overseeing organization. Yeah. Now the reality is that in England lately has been a much more of a in England has been lately, in London has been lately a quite a bit because there was quite a few incidents a number of years ago. There's quite a few bad stories, quite serious breaches in this kind of area. So they have been reinforced this idea again, and now the Kedasya, the union, has got this. This hashkocha that if you want to go to a sofa, you make sure that he's under this organization that he's overseeing, he's being overseen. Mamash like a hashkocha, like a kashos. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we continue. See chav aleph kol pasha ach shichtevenu. After writing any pasha, kikrenu heite bekavona v'diktuk pamaim v'sholosh. After completing the writing of the tefillin, the pasha, he should read it twice or three times. V'yachzev ikrenu, and he should read it again. Read it and revise it and review it and go over it a third time. Before you place it into the right place in the tefillin, you should go over it. You need to read the tefillin before you place it in the bais, just to make sure they don't make a mistake.
If you do that, you be sometimes. Because I remember when I was doing this work, if you're reading it yourself, you're sometimes reading what you want it to say, but it's not necessarily what it's there.
You're 100% right. So and they need to be very trained.
It's better to get somebody else to read it, like proofreading for books.
Very good. Yeah, very good. So what you're saying is very correct, Stephen. And that's the profession of a boydek. They will check that as well. And it's true that most surfing will pass it on to somebody else to double check. But they do have checks and balances, and they actually, what they do as well is that they will often read. The good sofer will have it in, will not rely on his by heart, and he's going to cross reference. He's going to have the written parsha, and he's going to have what he actually wrote in two different places, and he's going to cross reference to not to rely on his by heart. So they do that.
What about computer checks?
Yeah, so computer checks is an additional check as well. Correct, but he can't rely on it completely. But they do it. Yeah, most sofer will have it checked as well by the computer. Oh, very good. That's a good idea. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, to summarize what we learned this evening, we discussed the halacha of being that the soifah needs to be makbit b'chaseros v'yiseros. If there's either an additional letter or a letter missing, then the tefillin will be possible. And the person who puts on tefillin is bochel batola, as well as not become mitzvah tefillin. Mishnebu adds that is going to be a gaz, the soif who sells it like that is actually a ganav, and the person should be very careful, therefore, to buy tefillin of a yirei shamayim, somebody fears a kodesh baruch hu, and that's the way to deal with it. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, wish you a very good evening.